the Echo Slam.
Oh, there it is.
Bouncing forward. There's your slam. There's the dunk.
Hello. GamerNom is back with my friends. So for today's video, I will be showing you a guide on how to kill bosses with just one hit. Bang! Did you see that? Not just with Kurama, but all bosses. I'm Broly. Full health? No problem. How about Kaido?
Wow!
Don't attack my friend, Kaido. One hit, bang. How about All for One? They say this enemy boss is very hard to defeat. No worries. One hit. How's that, guys? So before I start, I will not be able to do this or finish this video without my friends. So shout out to this very good dancer, Oxyflame, as well as Sheramanology. So they are all wearing capes. And 1XX Daniel XXX1. Thank you for your help. So don't forget to like and subscribe. You can also join our group, our growing family. I will post the link in the description. And before that, we need to, yes, do our lucky dance. We do that all the time. Alright, so everyone, are you ready? Sorry about that. If you have more questions, just comment it in the comment section. And we are about to start. Let's go! First, for the requirements. So, we need Sasuke Champion, Kirito Champion. So, this is my guide, our guide. So I prefer to use Magma Fruit. And you also need a friend. Okay, so for the rock, paper, and scissors, that's an optional. I will show you later why. For the steps, you just need to activate Kirito and Sasuke at the same time. I'll be showing you how to do that. Use the X skill on Magma and that's an automatic KO. You have 20 seconds to do it. Okay? Okay, so first up is All for One. So as you can see, I've already eaten the fruit. Okay, so the goal is to activate it. So I've used the rock, paper, scissors to damage me. And Kirito's activated. Now I just need to activate Sasuke. So that's when your friend comes into play. You need to kill one to activate Sasuke's skill. There you go, and both of their skills are activated. You only have 20 seconds to do it. Look at the life. Bam. Okay. So let me explain to you the skills of Sasuke and Kirito. So the only trick here is to kill one of your friends and to get that 80% damage increase for 20 seconds. That is for Sasuke. For Kirito, you need to decrease your life to 20% health. So that's why I suggest on using the rock, paper, and scissors. Okay, now next is Broly. So as you can see, my friend outside is checking if I'm recording. Hi, friend. Okay, so you need to also time it. Okay, so that's why I'm always near the portal. Okay, now I'm eating the magma fruit. Activating Sasuke. Go. Now I will do. Okay, so I have 30% next of life and activated. Now I really need to only need to be damaged for 10%. There you go, it's activated. I need to hit this enemy now. Boom. That's it. Okay, so next boss will be Kurama. Let's go to Dimension 1. Again here, Sasuke is already activated. There you go. Activate Kirito. Okay, now I think it's already activated, and let's go. See that? So we're almost done with the video. Lucky dance for everyone. I think for the final boss, yeah, it's Kaido. My favorite. And that will be easy. Easy, Kaido. Easy. Okay, so fast forward to the Dimension 3. We will be doing the same. Oh, by the way, this is the... I think I've recorded this part in the start. This is the first time that we're just trying it. We're just trying this strategy with Daniel, Shermanology. Shermanology. It's very hard. I always make a mistake. And Oxyflame. So there you go. We're able to one-hit. That's why, bear with me. There you go. So we were able to beat all bosses with one hit. Yeah, as you can see, we were all shocked, and I checked if I'm recording. Okay, I think so. That will be it. Guys, I hope that you learned something from this video. Don't forget to like and subscribe, so that you will be updated on our next videos. Again, thank you and bye-bye.